Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win, our final week of Who's Gonna Win here for the 2020 season, as we're in now to the third round of the playoffs here for this year. We will take a look back how we did last week and then set you up here for our final eight picks here of the season coming up. I want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win here throughout the year. Let's take a look here at what we did in the second round of the playoffs, so it would have been week number 9 of the football season. And we started it off with an Audubon victory over East Mills. 40-7, the Wheelers got that one. We all had the Wheelers, so we all got that one correct. Cam picked up a 68-6 win over Stanton Essex. We all had the Cougars there. That was a good thing. Fremont Mills, 46-26 over Woodbine. They pulled away late in that game. That was a winner for everybody but Jim. He went out on a limb there with Woodbine. Also, Nottoway Valley picking up a nice revenge win as they pick up a 26-0 win over Earlham. We were all incorrect on that one. We all had the Cardinals. Riverside, late score to get the win, 26-24 over Lawton Bronson. We all had Riverside, and they pulled it out. Van Meter, 36-0 over ACGC. We all had Van Meter there. And it was Greene County, a 24-0 shutout of Clarinda. We all had the Rams. And Atlantic, 21-0 over Des Moines Christian. We all had the Trojans there in that one as well. So last week we had 3 7-1 weeks for Doug, Matt, and myself, and a 6-2 week for Jim. Overall standings now here as we head into the final week of picks. Doug still with that 2-game lead, 59-12. It's Matt at 57-14. And then Jim and myself both at 52-19 there, tied at the bottom. So that's some things to decide yet here in the final week of the program. We'll come back and take a look at those eight picks here for a final week when we come back after this.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week our produce department has passed on the savings on Washington Extra Fancy, Gala, Granny Smith, Fuji, or Red Delicious apples, all just 88 cents a pound. Take advantage of a 24 to 30 ounce container of Folgers coffee, only $5.99 with a coupon from our ad. Pick up a 6-pack half-liter Coke or Sprite products, just 4 for $10. Our meat department has whole New York strips for only $5.99 a pound, or USDA chuck roast, just $3.99 a pound. Or 10-pound bag of chicken hindquarters, just $4.99 each. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for shopping at Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive in now here. Third round of the playoffs. I guess what traditionally would be the first round of the playoffs. It would have been a normal campaign. And now we get into some different matchups. Start to get some of those matchups, teams, different parts of the state. And we're going to start it off here in eight-man play. And the first one is the Audubon Wheelers. They get to be at home to take on Newell Fonda in eight-man pod A. Douglas, our lead dog, get to start off the show here.
Well, this is going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be a battle of a couple of really, really good quarterbacks. Audubon's led by Gavin Smith. He's had a great season behind center, 71% completions, only two interceptions, 18 touchdowns. So, I mean, plus he runs the ball well, 10 yards a carry, 23 touchdowns on the ground. So another one of those stud Smith boys that Audubon has had here for the last several years. But Newell Fonda has the same thing. I mean, they have a really, really good quarterback. I know they are going on the road, and I certainly am hoping for the Wheelers to pull this one out. But I think Newell Fonda is going to be a tough one. So I'm going to take the road team. Mustangs.
One for the Mustangs. Matt.
Yeah, well, Newell Fonda's only loss was to Remsen St. Mary, who some consider the top team in the state in eight-man. In there, they've got a lot stronger strength of schedule. And the other thing, too, is their defense has got 25 takeaways on the season, whereas Audubon has only 17 takeaways on the season. Newell Fonda, a very strong program traditionally. Without not including this year, but in the previous 10 years, you're looking at an average of 9 wins a season. Definitely a very strong program in there. Audubon, though, they've got the Smith, the Clockies in there. So since Doug went with Newell Fonda, right out of the gate. Here's my game. I get a makeup. So we'll go with the Ottoman Wheelers. Go Wheelers. All go right. Wheelers.
Go Wheelers. Yeah, this will be a fun one. As you mentioned, New Ulfonda, traditionally power team. Of course, that game that could maybe happen here in the next round, if Remsen St. Mary's and Ottoman both pull it off, was supposed to happen at the beginning of the season before things got all changed up for the COVID situation. So I think the Wheelers are anxious to try to make that matchup happen. I like what Gavin Smith does back there. I think maybe the thing that was the one question mark for Ottoman coming into the season was that line, especially a defensive line up front. They lost a bunch of seniors last year, but the guys that they've got to step in have played very, very well. I know they haven't been as tested, but I'm going to go with Ottoman here in this one. Jim.
All right. I'm not sure why I did the research this week, because my strategy largely is, what does Doug take? I'll take the opposite. Thank you very much.
But then that's probably a winning strategy, quite honestly.
But then I've got to deal with Matt, though, too, because, you know, I've got to make up ground there as well. He's in front of me. You know, Newell Fonda, the only thing in looking, they actually led Remsen St. Mary's 21-7 at halftime in that ball game, and Remsen St. Mary's had to come back to win that contest against Newell Fonda. But Newell Fonda had a couple of losses that really kind of concerned me. They struggled with River Valley, who ended up 1-6 in the regular season. They struggled with Kingsley Pearson, who ended up 4-5. And I'm scratching my head wondering, how did those happen? Granted, you're correct. Everybody's mentioned Audubon's strength of schedule is not very good. They did not play a lot of terrific teams. But, you know, it's not like they haven't been there, done that before. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers at home. I think that's a nice advantage playing at home. And they've got the experience going deep into the playoffs. So this should be a fun matchup.
All right. Try to shake up things early. Leader gets his limb pick.
You know, Jim, there's nothing for second place. It's just first place. So don't worry about trying to catch me. We don't get anything for second.
There's no runner-up Hoosman trophy.
No.
Yeah. It's all about the coffee and donuts with the Hoosman. So.
That's right.
Well, we could create a Loosman trophy.
We don't want to encourage that now, do we?
No. No door prizes.
No. We're going to stay in eight-man here for our next contest. And, well, this is a game that happened the other way, I think, a couple years ago. Now Cam gets to be at home to take on Lamoni, 8-0 against 7-2. Matt, who's going to win?
Okay. I'm going to go with the home team on this one. I think the Cam Cougars, they've continued to put it together week in, week out. Defense stays very strong in there, and they just kind of get things done. Lamoni, you know, they got a little revenge win last week for themselves, so they're feeling very confident in what they're doing, and they're very nice, sound ball club in there. They've got some nice athletes in there, so it will be definitely a good matchup, but I'm going to go with the Cougars.
All right, it's one for Cam. The Lamoni looks like they've got a decent quarterback there, and Javon Evans has been able to put up some numbers, both throwing and running the football. But Cam has been fairly well tested, and I think they proved last week that when they put their mind to it and then they put together a complete game, then they can look pretty impressive. They did that the second time around against Stanton Essex. One guy I think that's a big key to it is Joe Kaufman on defense. He's just been all over the place. 5 tackles for loss, 4 fumble recoveries, 4 interceptions, leads the team towards the top with tackles as well. I think defense is what's led Cam to this point, and it will continue to do so this week. I like the Cougars. Jim.
All right. Well, I had the pleasure of going to Lamoni. Can I call it that? Yeah. Pleasure?
Something like that.
Last season, watching the Cam Lamoni playoff game. Cam won that game 62-24 last year on the road. And although there are some personnel changes, of course, from year to year, I'm dubbing this the Herman's Hermits game. Second verse, same as the first. Cam, big.
Cougars. Doug, is it a sweep?
I think it will be. BC Moore feels the same way you do, Jim. I think they have pegged Cam as a 54-point favorite in this game, which is pretty big in the playoffs. So, you know, I do like the fact Matt mentioned that Lamoni avenged that loss to Southeast Warren just a couple weeks prior to that. So that's a nice turnaround, and they're probably feeling pretty confident now. But I think the Cougars are going to be too much.
All right. Cam across the board there in our second pick here for this week. We'll take a break, come back, and jump into some 11-man football games. This is Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week our produce department has passed on the savings on Washington Extra Fancy, Gala, Granny Smith, Fuji, or Red Delicious apples, all just 88 cents a pound. Take advantage of a 24 to 30-ounce container of Folgers coffee, only $5.99 with a coupon from our ad. Pick up a 6-pack, half-liter Coke or Sprite products, just 4 for $10. Our meat department has whole New York strips for only $5.99 a pound, or USDA chuck roast, just $3.99 a pound. Or 10-pound bag of chicken hindquarters, just $4.99 each. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into Class A. And we've got a couple of games here actually out of the same pod here in Pod A. St. Albert will be at home on the hill to take on South O'Brien. 6-3 against 6-2. I guess I get first crack here at this one. You look at South O'Brien and kind of the same thing that Jim said with earlier about Newell Fonda. You look at a couple of games that kind of scratch your head early in the year. They had some strange kind of losses early in the year to some teams that didn't do very well the rest of the way. They do have a couple of guys that they can hand the ball off to, it looks like, and Reed Nelson, Jet Keith. They both got over 600 yards rushing, and their defense has been fairly stout up front. But I think St. Albert's got the experience edge here. I think they've got the skill position edge as well. Cy Patterson, Sam Rallis will be the guys that get it done. And being at home is a big edge as well. I'm going to go with St. Albert. Jim.
All right. Yeah, 0-2 start to the season for South O'Brien. But, you know, they got a big line. They pretty much just run the football. And they can do that with that big line. St. Albert, you know, efficient passing. They're not great at it, but they're efficient at their passing game. I just look at this one and think it's just kind of come down to the same old two things, turnovers and who wins the game at the line of scrimmage. And I'm way behind. I'm taking SOB. I got South O'Brien. I just think they're big, and I think they're going to keep moving. I just think South O'Brien's going to move football and score
enough
points.
And Doug's going to pick St. Albert, and that's why.
I assume you're going to pick St. Albert.
Who knows?
You could ruin my strategy.
Another 10 seconds here to find
out. We've already picked the same once, and I'm 7 games back, so I can't afford another one. So you could wipe me off the map right here.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, you know, actually very similar seasons for both these teams. You know, they both started off with a couple of losses. South O'Brien then won 6 out of the last 7. You know, so they're feeling pretty confident. You know, St. Albert, after the first 2 games this year, I was a little concerned by them. But they, you know, I think the switch for them was turned on after that win against Oakland September 11th. They won 6 in a row since then. And they seem to be peaking at the right time. So I'm going to take St. Albert.
All right. Another one for the Falcons.
Bold
Matt.
Move there, Mr. Mm-hmm. Leonard. Bold mm-hmm. move.
Yeah, both these teams started out those seasons 0-2. And you know, from there, kind of built on things, restructured, got things going. Big home field advantage tonight, I think, for St. Albert. Plus, I think their defense, you know, plays just maybe a little bit solid, even though they're giving up maybe a few more points per game. But I think that definitely has something to do with their strength of schedule in those first 2 games. So I'm going to go with the Falcons at home on the hill.
All right. So that's 3 for St. Albert. We're leaving Jim out there on a limb there with
Pick
South
one
O'Brien.
Up there.
All right. We're going to stay in that same pod, Class A, Pod A. The other matchup is a couple area teams as Riverside takes their 8-1 record on the road to take on Logan Magnolia, who is 7-1. Jim, who's going to win?
I have no idea. As my statistics for the year pretty much bear out. But, you know, it's a nice matchup, actually. I kind of like this. Riverside's having a season that they haven't had in a while, and they're enjoying it. They'd love to see it continue for a while, and they have the kind of players that can make that happen. They took a Lawton Bronson team last week, rallied back to win, and really made them one-dimensional. They really stuffed the run last week. Lawton O'Brien likes to run the ball. He stuffed it pretty well, made them throw. And, you know, Logan Magnolia, is it fair to call them run heavy?
Yeah,
that's pretty much
fair.
All they do.
For 30 years,
that's all they do.
The playbook hasn't changed.
It's not a shock. Yeah, rub it in the dirt, pick it up, use it again next year. You know, I don't – I just – Does Riverside have enough athletes to make it happen on the road? I don't know. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to take the Bulldogs. I'm taking Riverside on the road.
All right. Jim's aboard the Frayne train. Doug?
Well, I know you've been on board. I'm playing right into his hands. I've been on the Frayne train all year. And so I've
not
been
this
really
time, though.
No, but I've been impressed with, you know, been impressed with their team this year. I just think Loma has had just a little bit tougher schedule. You know, their only loss was to a really good Oakland Craig team or something from Nebraska. So I just think they've got a few too many horses. So I'm going to take Loma.
All right. Matt?
Yeah, you know, Loma's just, we've already said, you know, just it continues year in, year out for the most part. They get things going, comes playoff times, and the same thing. But I got another game to make up here against Mr. Dougie, so I'm going to go with the Frayne train and jump on all aboard.
Oh, man.
And go with Riverside. So I got to find, this is a game I think that I can pick up because they're just you got a lot of momentum coming in on the other side with Riverside. So, yeah, be a fun true. Game. Another fun game.
Yeah, this will be a good one. This will be a good one to be at. And that's I think that's totally it. Does Riverside have enough kind of, you know, juices flowing and get a couple bounces their way to be able to pull off a game like this? The thing that stands out to me, though, a little bit about Logan Magnolia was just – how impressive they've been in some of those tough games, and especially, of course, that win early in the year over St. Albert now stands out even more than it did, you know, at the time. And they've just kind of continued to fight through that tough schedule, and their defense has been pretty solid as well. They've really gotten in the backfield. Of course, that ground game is just always so tough. I think if this was in Oakland, I would take the Bulldogs by a little bit, but I think Logan Magnolia is just a little bit too tough here, and I'm going to go give the edge to the Panthers. I've also been impressed by the rest of their district and how they've played in the postseason here. We're going to move on to Class 1A and go to Pod C. Underwood is on the road to take on Mount Air, 8-1 against 7-1. Doug, who's going to win?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Do I have to decide?
You do have to decide.
Is that part of the program?
That's how this works.
All I know is Underwood has had a very good season. I also know that I potentially have a relative playing on Mount Air's team. Leading the team in receptions.
We're still waiting for the leading work.
23andMe hasn't got back to you yet?
Well, it's a Shea. My grandmother's maiden name was Shea, and they have a wide receiver named Alder Shea, who's leading their team in receptions. I don't throw the ball a lot, but he's got 13 receptions. So, you know, I'm in mom's side of the family came from down in that area, Malloy, you know. So does this have anything to do with who's going to win?
I hope so.
I now feel like I should be invited to the next family reunion.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know the whole clan. We've got Shays down there and Warrens and everything else. But I just think – I know Underwood's going on the road, but I've been impressed with them all year long. I'm going to take the Eagles.
All right. It's one for Underwood. Oh. Matt?
Well, I've obviously we've seen Underwood up and close at week one there. I've also seen some game film on Mount Air, and they've continued to just kind of get better as the weeks have gone on there. They made a few changes from last year. They took last year's quarterback. He moved him to running back, brought in another quarterback, and it seemed to help their team all in all. The thing is, I just don't think they have enough in the defensive backfield to keep up with Underwood and their passing game, and they're definitely going to be outmatched up front size-wise, so I'm going to have to go with the Eagles as well.
All right, it's another one there for Underwood, the U. You look at the stats there. Jackson Frost, who is the guy who's come in and played quarterback, there was a couple games stretched there. I don't know what the reasoning was, but he was out of the lineup. And the loss that they had this season to Pleasantville, he did not play. So maybe changed things up for them a little bit in that game. Of course, you look at Underwood's one loss, and it's to the top-ranked team in the state. So, you know, tough to fault him for that as well. Alex Ravlin has stepped in and did a fine job taking over there from Nick at the quarterback spot, and they've just got a lot of guys that they can work the ball around to. You know, this will be an interesting game, I think, and it'll be a good test for Underwood, but I think the Eagles pick up the win. Jim?
Yeah, they only lost for Mount Air against Pleasantville this year. I think Mount Air played a tougher schedule this year. I don't think Underwood played a real terrific schedule outside of, obviously, OABCIG. What did Gene have? 522 yards or something like that. 500 plus yards in the game. I mean, crazy stuff. I wish he was quarterback in Iowa. did I say that out loud?
No.
I was thinking it. Yeah, boy, Underwood's got a lot of power, a lot of offense. I mean, just bearing up the stats together. I mean, they've got over 1,000 more passing yards than Mount Air, and they outrushed Mount Air on top of that for the season. So, what Doug pick?
Underwood.
Mount Air.
Well, at least I know I'm not going to end up last.
So, at this point, I don't have to atone for it because there is no show next week, so I don't care how far last I finish. I don't.
No one will remember.
You've seen crazy. No one will remember. No one knows now.
We're going to move over a little higher class now here, jump up a couple classes here to Class 3A. And these are two games also in the same pod, in 3A Pod B. And one of them, the first one we'll start with here, is Lewis Central. They are at home to take on Ballard, 8-1 against 7-1. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, yeah, this is really set up to be a nice ball game. Ballard, I think, has kind of just quietly got things done there in Central Iowa. Had a really nice season here and had some great wins. Lewis Central, obviously, their only loss on the season was a few weeks ago here to Harlan. And, you know, so it's going to be, you know, Lewis Central, they just do things right. I kind of said that in the past offensively. They don't do anything crazy. They make sure that their quarterback, doesn't matter who's in there, quarterback is comfortable, and they're very efficient with how they move the ball. So I'm going to have to give a slight edge here to Lewis Central and the home team.
All right, one there for the Titans. This is a good one. This might be one of the better ones there in Class 3A here this round this week. Look at Ballard, their only loss, just a one-point loss there to Webster City, and that came must have been very into the game because it was a fourth-quarter touchdown, and obviously they went for two and got the victory there for Webster City. Ballard did beat Carlisle, who's the opponent this round for Harlan, and beat him pretty fairly well, 28-14. One of the things that stood out for me is if Lewis Central is going to put the ball into the air, Ballard's picked off 19 passes this year. They've been pretty good at trying to track that down. They've got kind of a split between throwing and pass and running the ball. Of course, Lewis Central's got some great athletes, and you know, of course, the Fedoni kid, a guy to keep track of. I don't know. This is one though. When I started to pick through the stats a little bit, I'm going to go the other way. I think Ballard is going to pick this one up in a tight game. I'm going to go with Ballard, Jim.
Yeah, Matt mentioned earlier, I don't know which team it was, had 25 takeaways, pretty good chunk. Well, Ballard has 35. They have taken the ball away a lot, 19 interceptions, 16 fumble recoveries this year. Their quarterback, Connor Drew, pretty good dual threat guy. He runs the ball just about as well as he can throw the ball. They do spread out their running, though, too. They've got several other guys that carry the ball. You know, Lewis Central pretty much sticks to the normal plan. You know, Pomeranke's their guy throwing the ball. Fedoni catches a lot of passes. Katzer primarily is their runner. I don't see as much variety in there as I do with Ballard. I think Doug's going to take Lewis Central, so I'm going with Ballard.
All right.
Didn't mean to lead you astray. I did start writing L there, but that was on the wrong column. That was for Matt. So, sorry. If you were cheating, I didn't mean to lead you astray. I didn't finish there, so I can still make that L into a B. And I'm going to, as a matter of fact, but sorry. If you want to repick.
I need to repick.
That's fine.
I need to redo.
You can take LC if you'd like to. I'm fine with that. I just think Ballard, you know, their loss was against, as Chris mentioned, against Webster City, who's undefeated. I think they're a really salty squad. I just think Ballard has a good defense, averaging about 10 points a game that they're giving up. I was impressed with LC. You know, they had Pomeranke there at quarterback, but then I think he got injured or something, didn't he? And so they've got a sophomore that stepped in who's had a really good season for them. And then they had a running back last week that went over 300 yards. So I think they have the firepower, but I don't know. Just seem to be underperforming, in my opinion, this year. So I am going to take the Ballard Bombers on the road.
All right. We're going to leave Matt out there on a limb there with Lewis Central. We've got two more picks left here for this season, and we'll do it right after we take this time out.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA & Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA & Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week our produce department has passed on the savings on Washington Extra Fancy, Gala, Granny Smith, Fuji, or Red Delicious apples, all just 88 cents a pound. Take advantage of a 24 to 30 ounce container of Folgers coffee, only $5.99 with a coupon from our ad. Pick up a 6-pack, half-liter Coke or Sprite products, just 4 for $10. Our meat department has whole New York strips for only $5.99 a pound. Or USDA chuck roast, just $3.99 a pound. Or 10-pound bag of chicken hindquarters, just $4.99 each. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now to Who's Going to Win. We're going to stay in that Class 3A Pod B, the other matchup that we alluded to a little bit. The Harlan Cyclones are at home to take on Carlisle here this round. Carlisle with an impressive win last week to get to this point. But Harlan has obviously been a good team for a long time, especially when they're playing on their home field. And they actually look at the schedule, and they beat a couple of teams that beat Carlisle earlier this season. Tegan Casper Bauer, I think, will get it done through the air, hitting Connor Frame a few times, and I'm going to go with Harlan Cyclones. Jim.
Yeah, well, as we all know, this year Harlan's pass heavy. They got three guys with wide receivers with 300-plus yards receiving, and Carlisle's just the opposite. I mean, you're polar opposites. They're run heavy. They got a 1,000-yard rusher. They had a couple of guys with over 800 yards rushing. They run the ball. It's what they do. They've run for over 3,200 yards this year, 8.4 a carry. You look at it and think, how'd you lose three times? If you're hanging on to the ball anyway, you ought to be hanging on to a lead too. But, they had played a tough schedule. They had to run through some tough teams. They got behind 27-0 to Pella and then, just able to score a touchdown late to make it 34-7 in that one. And Harlan did beat Pella earlier this year too. That was, I guess when I was comparing, that was the one game I looked at that really kind of stood out for me. But I think Doug's going to take Harlan. So I'm just going to go with Carlisle this time.
All right. Doug.
I am going to take Harlan. I was surprised a little bit on the BC Moore line on that. Harlan's only an 11-point favorite in that game. You think 6-3 versus 8-0 at home, Harlan. Carlisle must have a little something. But I can't go against Harlan at home.
That's what's gotten you to this point now. So
right.
How many Harlan Lim picks has he had this year? No, it's at least two.
He's never done this. The rest of us never believed in him, or I don't know.
That's something wrong. Matt?
The thing with Carlisle is just how they just thumped Dallas Center Grimes, who was, top, depending on which poll, but they were anywhere from 1 to 3. Have been that way on a weekly basis as far as a ranking. So, and Dallas Center Grimes is definitely a pass heavy team, and that's kind of what they took care of, interceptions in there, takeaways, and just kind of convert them into points, and then using their ball control that they have, they're able to keep the ball away from. So, is that something they can bring to Merrill Field? I don't know. I'm going to go with Harlan, and we'll just see what happens.
All right, so we're going to leave Jim out there on a limb with Carlisle. We'll head to our final pick now here this week. It'll be a broadcast game here as well. The Atlantic Trojans going on the road to take on the West Marshall Trojans. It's an all-Trojan matchup here this week. 2-7-1 squads here in Class 2A Pod B. Jim gets first look here at this one. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be in last place. West Marshall looks really good. They've got twice the rush yards on the season that we've been able to accumulate. In fact, they're the top rushing team in Class 2A this year. Preston Pope has over 1,600 yards. He's the top rusher yardage-wise in Class 2A this year. They have a big offensive line. They got a lot of kids with 260-plus pound size, 270, 290. They're big. We can't line up with them size-wise. One thing Atlantic's been doing pretty well this year is ball hawking. They've been picking the ball off. Well, West Marshall largely runs the ball. When they throw, it's just to kind of keep you honest. So the interception thing doesn't really step in too much. But I don't know. I just looked at this game figuring it's probably going to be one at the line of scrimmage just because of the way these two teams kind of match up right now. I don't know. I just think West Marshall's too tough at home. West Marshall. Let's go Trojans, but
Trojans.
Atlantic Trojans, but West Marshall Trojans, I guess.
All right, Doug?
Yeah, you know, the way they do things on the field is a little bit different. Kind of a similar seasons, though. They both lost the first game of the year. Wes Marshall lost to a 3A team in Gilbert, who's decent. They haven't been great in 3A, but, you know, they've got a lot of talent. You know, Atlantic's facing the challenge that they've been facing that everybody's aware of this week, you know, so I don't know. It's hard. There's a lot of emotion surrounding this game. And, you know, I just hope they come out, play a good game. And Atlantic, the community of Atlantic obviously has been very proud of the Trojans this year. They've had an outstanding year. And so praying for Atlantic, and I'm going to take Atlantic to win the game.
All right. It's one there for the Atlantic Trojans, Matt.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You know, like Jim said, Wes Marshall is very large up front. They've got a couple of guys in there that really like to get after it. And definitely their run game is their strong suit. So, yeah, that'll definitely – it's going to be a good matchup up front because I think what Atlantic has, you know, with some speed and some tenacity, with some guys who just like to really get after it in there, is a big plus, I think, for Atlantic. And they like to give the other teams fits and really enjoy doing that. So that's kind of – and you look at you know, if there's been anything, it's been the run game that teams have not been able to have success at against Atlantic. We've just been able to figure things out with those running games and be able to stop it and force teams to do that. So throw the ball. And that's going to be another thing. You know, if Atlantic can actually control the ball on offense, get a couple of scores, get up just a little bit, force Wes Marshall into those third and eight situations, that's not comfortable for them. And in some key spots, they have some underclassmen in there. So, you know, how well are they going to respond to that adversity? On the flip side, this is a group that's a bunch of seniors. And what Doug alluded to, they're on a mission this week, so I'm going with the Atlantic Trojans.
All right. Excellent. Another one for
Atlantic. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, this will be a good game. This is certainly a good test here for Atlantic going on the road, and they have been a good cohesive unit. That's been a big theme for this team for a long time. I think, you know, a lot of guys that have played together for a long time in a bunch of different sports. You know, I talked to Colin after the game last week, and he kind of said, "Yeah, we've just always been with each other, and you know, we've kind of brought along some of the other guys that are younger with us, and you know, they just fit right in. We all kind of fit in together, and that's how they've had some success. This is a good Wes Marshall team on the ground, and like Matt said, that's a tall task to try to slow them down, but it is something Atlantic has been able to do. It's been a tough schedule here for Wes Marshall. But I think the thing that's going to push me over the edge here to give Atlantic a shot to pull this off is just the way that defense has always come up at the right times throughout the season. Whenever they've needed a big play, whenever they've needed a turnover to stop a drive, they've been able to do that. And they're going to come up with a couple of them here, I think, this week to get it done. And like you guys alluded to, the events of this week are either, you know, something that is distracting, or is it something that's galvanizing? And I think it'll be galvanizing here for this team, and I'm going to go with Atlantic as well. All right, that's going to wind down who's going to win here for our final program here of the year. If we end up with a tie, we'll let you know somehow how we decided that. I don't know if Matt and Doug are
going to
arm
wrestle. Matt wants to have a run, a running contest. But
we'll have to do both.
Still be in a draw after that.
Kind of decathlon type of thing, perhaps. We'll figure something out. We'll let you know. But it's been obviously a different kind of season here, but we're glad we've had one, and we're glad we got the opportunity to do Who's Going to Win once again here for you in 2020. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program here all season long. Stay tuned. Atlantic Trojan football coming up here next. We'll have it for you on KJ, and that's Who's Going to Win.
Don't trust your financial health with seasonal tax preparers. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant at Rush CPA and Associates. We work year-round in the tax profession, as well as providing payroll services, estate planning, and bookkeeping. We spend 12 months a year studying tax law, reading up on changes, and working for you and your bottom line. Trust Rush CPA and Associates in Atlantic at 243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week our produce department has passed on the savings on Washington Extra Fancy, Gala, Granny Smith, Fuji, or Red Delicious apples, all just 88 cents a pound. Take advantage of a 24 to 30 ounce container of Folgers coffee, only $5.99 with a coupon from our ad. Pick up a 6-pack half-liter Coke or Sprite products, just 4 for $10. Our meat department has whole New York strips for only $5.99 a pound. Or USDA chuck roast, just $3.99 a pound. Or 10-pound bag of chicken hindquarters, just $4.99 each. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for shopping at Atlantic Fairway.